Education Secretary Arnie Duncan started his Dallas tour at L.G. Pinkston High School in West Dallas. Graduation rates have been rising here in recent years. At a press briefing after his walkthrough, Duncan said the district has made real progress, but now's no time to settle for the status quo because Dallas dropout rates, he said, remain unacceptably high.
When young people drop out of high school today, we know they're basically condemned to poverty and social failure. There are no good jobs out there for them. Of the high school graduates, far too few are truly prepared for college or careers. They're taking remedial classes. They're struggling to get through.
But Secretary Duncan said Dallas is on the right path. The DISD was just named one of 61 finalists for Race to the Top money because, he said, recent reforms to improve graduation rates reflect the department's own goals.
Our team is very encouraged by where you're trying to go. The president has challenged me to have our country lead the world in college graduates by 2020. I think our goals and Dallas's goals line up very, very closely.
Dallas's goals are outlined in Superintendent Mike Miles's Destination 2020, his blueprint for reform. Miles said there's an important quotation in that plan.
And it goes something like this. Incremental change is not going to get us to where we need to go. We've got to be much more ambitious. We've got to be disruptive. And turns out the person who said that, and it's in the Destination 2020, is Secretary of Education Arnie Duncan.
As part of Miles' plan, teachers and principals are receiving advanced leadership training. School feeder patterns have been revamped. That effort focuses on solving student and school problems at each grade, so by the time the child's a senior, he or she graduates because those problems were fixed when they were found. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings, who joined Duncan at Pinkston, said it's essential the city work with the school district, the Department of Education, and business, civic, and other leaders for the health of Dallas.
More and more people are coming up to me and say, we've got to have a great school district. My kids are long gone, but my property values are tied to how well our school does. Sense of pride, the professionals we're able to bring in to this city. Everybody's getting this, and we've got to demand it higher and faster, and at the state level, at the local level, at the federal level.
Secretary Duncan said keeping that community leader team intact over time may be a secret to success.
You know, Chicago, I've been gone 4 years. I think they're on the fourth or fifth superintendent since I left. That's not a recipe for success. So you're going to make mistakes. You're going to have bumps in the road. But if you guys can stay together as a city behind this effort together for a while, then this starts to get very, very exciting to me.
The Texas Education Agency says some things may be working already in the Lone Star State. It cited a report just out from the U.S. Department of Education ranking Texas number one in high school graduation rates for Asian and white students. It's tied for third nationwide for the best graduation rate among all students. Graduation rates for African American and Hispanic students also rank near the top. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.